Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is November 22nd, 2014, right? 2014. And I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. So share with us real quick. You're introduced to Vital Balance almost 2 years ago.
Yep.
And what happened?
Well, being an active individual, I was 186 pounds and really not all that heavy, but when I started on the Vital Body Balance, it happened. It's exactly like Roger said in the CD. The first 10 days, first 7 days actually, I lost 7 pounds. The next 7 days, I lost seven more. Went from 186 down to 160. And now, am very active, doing the National Senior Games. I qualified for the National Senior Games at 3 bike races and 1 triathlon. And just 75.
Just 75. And that's the point I want to drive home, that regardless of our age, when we make that decision, and it is so easy to change, and yet so often, more often than not, we as human beings, we get stuck in a rut of doing things that, I guess for a lack of a better way to explain it, they're comfortable, they're easy, they're part of our lifestyle just because we don't realize how destructive the pattern has been. And as you just pointed out, Roger Drummer told us that, look at, you change the key code, the first thing that you're putting in your body every single morning, from whatever it is you're putting in to a whole food, the Vital Balance being 18 grams of protein. And Phil, I have to ask, are you still using it today, every single day?
Yes. Every day, and exactly as he said, and the very first thing in the morning. And actually, that's my whole breakfast. And I don't eat again until usually about 12:30, and don't have any problems with that. And I tested it many different ways. I've just been normal work, normal activities, working out. It really doesn't make any difference. Actually, I have found that if I'm working out, you know, I don't get quite as hungry at 12:30 as I do if I'm just, you know, sitting at a job doing something, sitting down. So in other words, the more active I am, the better the morning goes, and it goes real well.
Absolutely.
So there's no hunger. It's just that sitting is a little bit different than active. If I'm real active doing a workout, the comfort level, no hunger pains whatsoever. And so that that tells me that I'm getting enough from my body. And you know, I think the biggest thing that I've found is that people just are plain afraid of the truth, like Herb Rapp said, and we just need to make a decision to change. That's really the whole bottom line.
Well, and looking at it from a something that was written, you know, 2,000 years ago, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But first, we have to know the truth. And sure. something as simple as that our bodies were designed to have something whole in the morning. And I like what Roger and I've forgotten his name. I've got it right here in my notes. Coach Jim Pickford. I believe it's Jim Pickford. I'm flipping as fast as I can because I didn't see, Jim Pickford, the Canadian hockey coach, both professional and amateur athletes, said, you know, with my clients, with my athletes, if they're not willing to utilize the Nikan Vital Balance to start their day and or whole cage-free eggs, as Roger has alluded to many times, if they're not willing to start their day with that and put something inside of them that's easily digestible, and then he said, I won't work with them. And that's something that we've attempted, Stacy and I, to teach our girls is let's put the good things in first thing of the day. Every once in a while, on a special occasion, they'll cheat and we'll have some type of cereal that is not the best choice as a treat. And it's amazing to watch how they respond throughout the day, sluggish and dragging and short-tempered, and how it impacts everything. And it's the same exact thing as what we have with making those right choices. And the truth really will set us free, but we have to be willing to accept that truth. So on that note, there I go again, calling you out. Phil, thank you for sharing that. I wasn't planning on that, but that worked perfectly into what I want to share today. But those of you who are expecting, Andre and Anderson, or Daniel Holmlund from Sweden, they are in Paris right now as I speak at a NECAN event, and I was not able to secure them to be on the line. And yet I want to, and I say this hesitantly because what I'm about to share with you, I was never told it was top secret by Jeff Isom or by Ben Woodward or Kurt Foley, the management team at NECAN. For those of you who are unfamiliar with who Ben Woodward is, he is the managing director of NECAN Europe, and he met with the members of Team Kaizen last week, a week and a half ago, on the 12th of November, and I wasn't able to be present in physical body with the members of Team Kaizen because that is our eldest daughter's 16th birthday, and we had quite the day, actually a day and a half of activity planned, so it's very difficult to be in two places at once, and you only get a 16th birthday once, and so I made the decision to put the family in front of everything else that day. That being said, what Ben was so gracious to do, and Jeff Isom has the foresight, having a background in video production, was that he videoed several different segments of Ben's presentation, and I want to share just a little bit about those this morning. And the reason why is because I think what we're going to do, we have two choices here. Either we make a shift, because there's a book that was written years ago, did not read it. I remember hearing about it, but it's simply called Shift Happens. And that when we make a slight shift, and those of us who have watched the Eric Worre training on utilizing a cell phone, which, by the way, that's on YouTube now. I looked at it again last night. 58,000 views, people who have watched that training video. And I'd be really curious to see how many people have applied it and utilizing something as simple as a cell phone as a way to book appointments and get in front of people and run from there. Making that little shift of something that most of us are doing anyways, if we have a cell phone and if we are in fact texting. It's very simple to do and figure out, and those of us who have said, made the comment, I'll never do that or I'll never use that, we really should never say never. We need to learn how to get that out of our vocabulary because we're all doing things today, and if we just be honest, and accept the truth. We're all doing things today that we probably once said, oh, I'll never do that. Making a quick shift, making just a slight tweak in the way we think about NECAN and the way we think about how we would want to introduce other people to it. We're approaching, next March will be the 40-year anniversary, and I want to say it's March 8th is when NECAN was officially started, March 8th, 1975. And when we hit that, that's a major turning point. We've had different turning points over the years. This is a major turning point because we get to look forward to the next 40 years, or at least even the next decade. But what are some of those changes? One of the biggest things that's taking place in the industry right now is the fact that recruiting and self-consuming is not sustainable. And what I mean by that is that when we recruit somebody and we're hoping for that big sale, we're hoping for that investment of a sleep system or an air unit or something that's really big, and then we're hoping we can continue to do that, it's not sustainable. And those of us who are silvers and above, 90% of the activity in Nikan, 90% of the orders comes from people who are silvers and below. And what that means is those of us who are in that category, we need to recognize that we're utilizing, as Phil just shared, we get hooked on something that's habit forming. A quality product or a quality solution that'll impact our lives that we use day in and day out that we know is really good for us, along with all the other different solutions that Nikan's introduced, because they're so high energy, state of the art, and they're just simply good for us. And I found this last night at the tail end of our small group Bible study. As everybody was leaving, I said, "Oh, I forgot! I almost forgot! I have a gift for each of you." And three totally different family groups, two single individuals and one married couple, but all of them, before I could even tell them what was in the packet of the 10-4, they looked and said, "Oh, could I use it this? Could I?" And I said, "Absolutely." And one gentleman who is an avid jogger and hiker and runner, he said, "Oh, I use energy drinks all the time." And he said, "And I know what I'm getting from Costco is not healthy for me." And I said, "Well, I'd agree with you on that, because I've read the ingredients of this stuff and they're not selling stuff that's healthy." And one of them asked, "Well, what's in it?" And I said, "Well, I'll get that information to you." So as soon as the last one walked out the door, I went to my cell phone. I thanked them again for blessing us and coming, and I texted them all the picture of the ingredients that are on the side of the box. And now my follow-up begins. So in the next couple days, I get to follow up with each one of them. But it's a simple solution. And my goal, really, is, let's just keeping it honest and real, is to get them hooked on a product that is habit-forming. A product that is completely organic and consumable. That's it. That's my ultimate goal, because I know how much their life will be blessed. And these are friends of ours that we've known for years, that we've mentioned Nikan. They know what we do. They know, as one of the gals said last night, our magic water. That's the way she described it, with the stones in it. And she loves it. We've never sat down face to face and talked about it, just because it's one of those things. But this shift that I'm referring to, and you're going to see a lot more of this come January 1st. So I'm just letting you know in advance that if we can start making the shift now, we'll be completely set up and ready to succeed and to win, and introducing people to Nikan. And here's a key word. And if you're able to write a couple things down, I would encourage you to write a couple key phrases. The average 12-year-old, and those of you who've known me long enough or been on this call for a few years, you've heard me quote this statistic. The average 12-year-old can comprehend and digest and absorb 10 new words or concepts a day. So if we're a little older than 12, and I pretty much know for sure that all of us on this line are older than 12, if, you know, we're double or triple or quadruple or, you know, 5-6 times that age, it's probably been a while since we've been in school. A 12-year-old is right middle of their standard educational system. So those who have been out of school and we're not learning every single day, it may be kind of hard to digest. But here's a couple phrases, a couple words. The first one is two words together, and that's collaborative entrepreneurs or collaborative entrepreneurship. Making a shift from the world of network marketing or multi-level marketing, as it was known in the 70s and 80s, to collaborative entrepreneurs. It's what we all do anyways in life. We're collaborating with other people that we are in our circle of influence, our circle of friends, from church, from hobbies that we're involved in volunteer groups, our workplace. We're collaborating with these people day in and day out. How do we make a shift from just collaborating with them and suggesting different things, or I use this, or I went to this store to get this, oh, you could get it here, oh, really? How do we make that shift to making that an entrepreneurial faction? Well, that's why and that's where, with Nikan, we've been given that because we're all using solutions that make our lives better, that give us the quality of life that we would want to have. Something as simple as Phil mentioned at the very beginning here, that going from a weight of 186 to 160 and then maintaining it. I've been told by people that haven't seen me in a while, wow, you look really skinny. What happened? What'd you do? I didn't do anything. And every couple weeks when I jump on the scale and check, I'm still where I've been for the last couple years, and that's what I weighed back in high school in the 80s. And it's very, very easy to maintain once you get there. The key for some of us is the struggle to getting there, and, well, we need to up the game, increase, the change the quality of our life and do some things different, increase our activity, decrease what we're putting in. These are simple things, but we have to be willing to make those changes. And as we're doing that, how many people do we come in contact with that we can offer a solution, something as simple as the 10-4, and say, check this out. I really want to encourage you to take the word try out of your vocabulary and instead replace it with utilize or use or drink this. Even when we say the word try and we hand somebody a packet of 10-4, there's a negative connotation attached to that because we in ourselves are thinking, I don't know if this is going to work or not for you or what you want to do. As my friend Bruce asked me last night, Vance, will I feel the results in 30 minutes? And I looked right at him and I said, Bruce, you'll feel the results in 3 seconds. Skip the 30-minute waiting time. In a few seconds' time, you'll start feeling the results. A smooth energy increase and a mental clarity and clearness that is extremely different. And he just went, whoa. And he's an engineer. And I know what he's looking for to do. So now the flip side is going from, and those of you who are, again, thinking you're going to hear from the top performer in Nikan Global, or the global market of Nikan in all the countries where we're doing business, and Andre Anderson, he's been doing exactly what I'm about to share with you now, and that is instead of quick, quick wins of getting a sleep system sold or a environmental pack. There's nothing wrong with that for the people who are looking for those, but instead of doing quick one-shot, you know, one-hit wonders, and trying to ride that over and over and over, let's look at long-term growth. I sat down and analyzed and broke down what Andre has done since he started in May. This is May of this year. As a brand new wellness consultant, I don't know anything about Andre's history. We haven't spoken on the phone. He's in Sweden. I don't even know how to use the international country codes to dial his number. I just sat and broke down and looked at his organization. Andre is, oh my goodness, I should have counted up how many levels he is in underneath of us, but I didn't. But 5 brand new silvers in the month of October. And I looked at their volume, and it wasn't based on a couple people buying a bunch of things. It was spread out over several months to build up to that point. And 5 of these people underneath of him that he's personally sponsored all went silver utilizing a 2 or 3 month plan. And that's so much better. Long-term growth is so much better than quick wins, because what we're doing is we're introducing people to Nikan. And here's the other phrase that I want you to write down and commit it to memory. Instead of looking for a one or two people that we're going to be able to ride all the way to the top, we're looking for the masses of people that, here's the word, here's the phrase, or here's the term, quality enrollment. People that are open and honest and are willing to say, yes, I need to change a couple things in my life. And when it comes to the physical, I need to add this, whether it's the vital balance, whether it's the Kenzen 10-4, whether it's the immunity in the Jade. I need to add some things to our family's daily routine, because what we're doing is not working. And I am shocked and amazed that having a wife who teaches in the public school system and can literally be hit with the same flu bug or strain or whatever it is that other students and faculty are getting, and they're down for a minimum of a week, some of them a week and a half, missing of work and school, and she missed a total of 3 days. What did we do differently? Well, a friend gave us some herbs that she, literally forced upon us, and then I just turned to the lactoferrin and increased the dosage. For 3 days in a row, increased the dosage of what we were already had in our home, and increased the immunity, because her immune system was fractured. And that's what a quality enrollment is. Somebody who says, yep, I want to do this. I want to shop and share. I want to make an investment. Here's some other numbers for you. Those of you who are analytical like me and want to know how this will develop and change. Right now, in all the countries where Nikan's doing business globally, if each one of us who is a wellness consultant, most of us on this call or most of us listening are on autoship, we're taking advantage of that. Every single month, the average autoship order today in Nikan globally is $183. So whether we're a little more than that or a little less than that, we're at least utilizing autoship. And every single month we're doing that. If we who were on autoship could, and we would, introduce every single month enough Nikan Solutions to other people and either recruit them as a customer and or sell something to them, share something with them and make it a one-time sale. Maybe they don't even register as a customer, but we went from above and beyond our autoship to 500 points or $500 worth personal volume. If each one of us did that as wellness consultants right now, we would take Nikan from where it is of in annual sales to $500 million annually in 1 year, if we simply made that little shift and made that focus. What does that mean? How do we do that? Well, it's really not that much more. And this is not, again, this is not about self-consuming. It's not about every single one of us saying, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to just buy $500 worth for myself. If you need to expand your wellness home, absolutely do that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about increasing a little bit. A quality enrollment, a person who says, yep, I want to be a part of this. As Phil mentioned, it's so easy to change when you understand the truth and say, hey, if we could increase your body's ability to perform by changing this and starting your day with this instead of what you're normally doing, or instead of eating on the go like you do, because in your work environment you really can't take a lunch break, so you literally inhale food as fast as you can, and it's not the best quality of food because you forgot to take it with you, or whatever the case may be. What if you took a packet of this, mixed it with water, and drank it down for as a meal? What's that going to do to your mental function and all this? Again, it's finding solutions that people are looking for. And then here's a little sidebar. What if Nikan went ballistic with our expansion of organic consumables and introduced a whole bunch more of habit-forming wonderful solutions that people could add to their routine. What I'm not saying is, and they may do this, they may not, but what I'm not talking about is some super, you know, fantastic, oh my goodness, fill in the blank. What could it be? Shampoo. Okay? That would be a big stretch in my opinion, but maybe they will go there. Maybe they'll figure out an organic formula, or they'll discover a company that's already doing it, and Nikan will buy out the distribution rights for something that is so high-tech that works across the board, and maybe they'll do that. Again, I don't know. This is 100% speculation, but our consumable line definitely needs to be increased because every single one of us is going someplace else to get things that we're using every day that we found that really works for us. What if we expanded that so people had more options? What if we did that to develop more quality enrollment? Here, and I saved the best for last. Again, this is just based on analyzation, have not had a conversation with Andre over in Sweden, but looking at what he's done, the amount of people that they've registered, the Houston Nikan, that group of folks that they've been able to introduce to Nikan, and what they're doing, what they're coming on board with AutoShip and with making a goal and setting out to introduce and bring on a customer base of people. In their first month, they're saying, yep, I can commit to 500 points, $100 my own of AutoShip, and then maybe I'll get a pack, maybe I'll get a Vital Day pack to reach that 500 point goal in personal volume. When you set that in motion, when we set that in motion, here's how the numbers play out. And I sat and just scribbled yesterday just to make sure I wasn't off or hearing the information incorrectly. As a brand new person, if that's all you did your first month, that's all you did when the month you're getting started, that's it. Now you can do more, but that's it. If that's all you did, and then the next month you set a goal, and target who do I know, or just simply go crazy and do a 21 club and get in front of people, and you're looking for three other quality enrollments, three other people that will say, yep, I want to be a Nikan wellness consultant, and I'm going to commit and jump on board with AutoShip. This is aside from the two for the win. This is aside from the leader of the pack. Those are all perks that we can introduce to them and say, hey, oh, by the way, this is something to take advantage of. This is what we have now. Three people that first month, all of a sudden, now you've got three first levels that duplicated what you did. You've got 1,500 points total, aside from your auto ship, so a little bit more than that. Now you're senior. That's not a big deal. This is not a quick win. This is long-term growth. Now go to the next month. We showed those three quality enrollments how to duplicate that in three people themselves. So on that second tier now, this would be second level to the brand new first level, you've got nine people. If you keep running the numbers with this, the third month, I'm not counting the first, not the month of enrollment, that's irrelevant. That would be like the neutral zone, okay? Alright? That little margin of space in football that you can't line up in. The ball is placed on that down line, but in that neutral zone of a couple feet or a few inches there, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in that first calendar month when the new enrollees, the quality enrollment joins, that's not month number one. That's just the date of entry. The first month is when they go out and duplicate themselves to three other people. The second month is when we show those three people how to do the same. And then you've got nine. And then the third month, it jumps to 27, because each one of those nine duplicated themselves in three other people. And we're not talking about buying a sleep system. That's great if they do. That's totally optional. What we're talking about is making a decision to say, yep, I need to change some things. I want to get on AutoShip, whether that's insoles or necklace and bracelets, or that's the nutritionals or the skincare, whatever it is, it's at least 100 points. In that third month, the new person, and again, if I was just making this up all and penciling it out on paper, it would be one thing, but seeing a young man who's done it, who joined in May of this year, and just went platinum last month, because he put this in motion, and just said, hey, I'm going to go for long-term growth, not overnight, quick wins, not a bunch, you know, not a few people who are buying a lot, but long-term, already set this in motion. He did the Paragon Award twice in the month of October. He broke out 5 silvers, and he went platinum, and he pushed his upline to diamond. And here's what's fun, on paper, is for that person who says, yes, I'd like to develop some residual income, or I'm not opposed to generating income from Niken, the month the person goes silver, and then again, this is just, and I keep reiterating, and I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but the person who just joins and duplicates their $100 auto ship and their 400 points, at least 400 points of sales or sharing with other people, shop and sharing with other people, and or they invest in a Vital Day Pack or something of that nature. But 500 points personally, they've duplicated that on down. They're looking at a check of over $2,000 in their third month with Niken and going silver. And then from there, I won't even get into how it continues to duplicate. But this is one time, getting on autoship, making that $400 point commitment one time personally, and then going and duplicating it on down from there. And I know that we've heard these examples before, but it's a little bit different when you focus in on realize, wait a second, we've got a 40-year strong history behind us. What's it going to take to really, really maximize that for the future? What it takes ultimately is a point of decision of saying, I want to share this with you. I want you to check it out. Do you have $100 a month to invest in your wellness? And there are some tools that Niken is going to be introducing on January 1st that are going to be mind-altering. If you want to get a sneak peek of this, look at what Rick Murphy has put on the tools section. In the PowerPoint, go to pathfinders.biz and look in the tools section, and both the presentation that you can download is a little bit there, but if you look at the PowerPoint, these terms, the term quality enrollment, which again I would encourage you to commit that to memory, and then also collaborative entrepreneurs or collaborative entrepreneurship. And this, what it develops into is sustainable volume, which equals sustainable income. It's not one-time spike. And here's my final thought, is that the statistics, the analyzation has been done. People that go to silver in 1 month, they drop off at an amazingly, disgustingly rapid rate. Because they've done the 12,000 based on a few people jumping on board with a wellness home. Now those who do it in 2 or 3 months over a stretch and develop exactly what we're talking about here, quality enrollments, long-term growth, people who are jumping on autoship and build a base, they go on to start duplicating that in other people. And that's when it gets to be a ton of fun. So, for the sake of time, I'm going to stop there, put a comma on it, and I believe, Phil, you're still on the line. It sounds like I can hear some background noise.
Yes.
Phil?
Yes, I am.
This is the first you've heard of this. Does it make sense?
It makes all the sense in the world. Yes, it's the... Well, over the last 2 weeks is when I started hearing about it when it came out. And, yes, it does make a tremendous amount of sense. And it's easily done. And from one that has used these solutions for a long, long time, all I can say is that it will benefit anybody if they commit.
And that's the key right there. And so I appreciate you being so generous in allowing me to use you or as my guinea pig and throwing that question at you completely spontaneous. Because, Phil, you had no intention or you had no idea that I was going to ask you to share on the call this morning, did you?
No.
No. Okay. And I was hoping you were going to say no and not say yes because that would make me look like a liar. Here's the other thing is you just said it best, if we're willing to commit. What if we, those of us who have been employed, when we sign an employee application, we're basically signing a contract, and when we land that occupation or that job, there are certain things, documents that have to be signed. And we agree to that. It's a contract. What if we took what we have with Nikin and signed a contract saying, I commit to doing this? That's exactly what we're going to unveil here in the next, well, six weeks from now, is a contract saying, yep, I'm going to commit to doing this. Don't know how. And all of us who have been through Human Seeing More, it's not the mechanics. We know that. It's the intention. It's the commit. It's the belief system that, yep, I'm going to commit to this. I don't know who the people are that are going to come across my path that are going to, that I'm going to introduce this, but I am going to commit to it. And if we'd be willing to commit, where would that take us? And this is so much more than where it's going to take Nikin. It's about where it's going to take us, how it's going to impact our lives for the better. And these different terms, I'm not even going into it. I'm going to mention it, but I'm not going to go into the details. But what, let me ask you this question. What if Team Kaizen, which right now, currently, it's the top 20 President's Club members in North America, what if that was opened up to all silvers and above to be a part of that illustrious group and the perks that are associated with that? What are the perks? Well, I know for Stacy and Vance Rogers, we're going on a cruise at the end of January to the Bahamas, and Nikin's picking up the tab because we're part of Team Kaizen. What if that were open up to silvers and above? Well, let me just be the first to say it's going to be. You meet the qualifications, join the group, you get to enjoy the perks associated with that. Enough about that, okay? I didn't even want to get into that, but it's on my notes in front of me. And it's very doable. It's very attainable if we're doing what we commit to doing. I want to open up the line, and I'm still recording this, so don't let that shy you away. But questions, comments, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what we've been talking about. And, folks, this would all be theory. This would all be textbook factual information. It could be. But it's already being done, okay? And not just Andre Anderson in Sweden, you know, half a world away, but Rex and Susie Olson in Lodi, California are implementing some of the same exact principles of developing quality enrollment of people. And lots of people are doing this. Instead of focusing, and here's one other quick thought, and then I would like to have some questions and comments. And again, you do that by hitting *6, and no question or comment is too silly or too far out there. We do that by remembering that, as Pat Terry reminded me so many times, if we focus in on just one solution, we're coming at people's wellness from the Western medical mindset. Instead, let's make the shift. When we hand somebody a packet of Kenzen 10-4, say, hey, you should check this out because this company that I've been a part of, they research and develop amazing solutions for so many things other than just quick energy. However, check this out, and it'll give you an idea of what we're talking about. And as Linda Morris said when, or shared with me, this is so funny, she gave, I think it was 2 or 3 packets of the 10-4 to her trainer at the gym. And after her trainer, and this is a gal who's very holistic, very organic, does not put any chemicals in her body, and Linda gave her the 10-4, and 2 or 3 days later, her trainer texted her and said, "You need to bring me more of that crack," referring to the fact that it literally gave her the boost that she'd not experienced from anything else. And people who are athletes, and I know, Phil, you will, you would attest to this, the endorphins and the adrenaline that's produced when we push our body and when we exercise and we develop those, that habit of a routine, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. For those of us who are not athletes, we can literally give our bodies the boost they need with something that's organic by what we're putting into our mouth. And the 10-4 is a perfect example. But again, I want to stress and want to reiterate, let's introduce people to all of Niken. That's not throwing everything at them, just saying, hey, you really should check this out. And the short videos that are available on the Niken site, the Life in Balance 2-minute video is a great, great intro. I would encourage you to get it on your smartphone, or get it on a laptop, or you email it to people and you follow up with a phone call, whatever it takes to develop that. So I'm gonna stop talking now. Questions, comments, *6. Any other thoughts from you, Phil?
This has been just an absolutely great call. You've done a tremendous job of presenting the program that people can identify with as far as moving forward in the business and getting the solution to the public. And the biggest thing that I have seen over the years is the tremendous benefit that the nutrition area has shown. It's just fantastic.
And Phil, again, you're 30 years to my senior.
Right.
You know, I'm 46 and I can say the exact same thing, and you're 75. So, well, 1 year shy of 30 years, but 3 decades. Who's gonna mince words here? So it doesn't
Hello?
Matter. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm sorry. What was that, that you said to download on your iPhones and present to everyone? What was that,
I don't know how to do this the easiest way, but let me just give you, and you can pull this up on the computer, and then I don't know how to get it so I don't have to sit here and send a zillion texts to everybody. But Steve Crowfoot has put a collaboration, I know Dennis Williams did the same, a collaboration of videos in one place, and I'm pulling it up here now. Okay, here we go. If you'll write these letters down
okay.
exactly as I'm going to give them to you,
okay.
this link will go through. I'm sure there's some way and method that Steve would probably, if you could jump on the line and tell me how I could do this, but www.can, C-A-N, the letter B as in boy, the number 4, the letter U, dot, or period, B-I-Z, that's boy, Ichabod, letter I, and Z, or Z, for our Canadians, /, and the word choice. you'll give me your cell phone number right now, I'm going to put it into your cell phone.
Okay. Now I don't want everybody calling me.
Yeah, no, they're not going to call you. And you're in Virginia.
Yes.
So I presume you're in Barb Satterwhite's organization.
That's correct.
Okay, and it is sending, and it is in your cell phone.
I have received it. Technology.
So there you go. And if somebody else wants, if you guys don't have that or you didn't, weren't able to write that down, again, it's www.canb.biz/choice. And what Steve did, and again, I don't know if I can give Steve credit for it, maybe I should, but Dennis Williams sent these down months ago, a series of videos, I think it was months ago, but just took a bunch of Nikan short videos and put them all together, and then they're all in one place to be able to utilize. Again, so I don't know who deserves the credit. Steve, if you're on the line, you can speak up and say, yes, I did it, or no, Dennis did it first. Tomato, tomato, I didn't do it. But,
Nick?
Yes.
I would say David Martin did it.
Oh, maybe David Martin did it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're out there many times, and if you want to see how David Martin's got them arranged or on his website, it's simply IamDiscoveringMyPersonalFreedom.com. It's a lot of words together. IamDiscoveringMyPersonalFreedom.com.
Okay, Vance, this is Steve. All that is just to redirect to Dennis's site.
Oh, okay.
But it was just something that, if people go to allswell.org, I use that as a web portal for all the Nikan stuff. And, you know, there's a link to it there. It was just something that I could send somebody and say, okay, look at the far right, we're trying to be biblical here and go from the right to left. And look at the last 10 years and think about that and then just do the same thing and then go to the middle one and left one and then go down, and those four videos will really explain what's going on with Nikan.
And let me reiterate what Steve just said in case we missed it. There's a short video, it's a Canadian commercial is what it is, and it's called The Last 10 Years, or Your Last 10 Years. Barb Satterwhite has had it on her email salutation for quite some time, and I didn't even realize what it was until I clicked on it one day in an email that she sent me, and I said, where on earth, what is this? How come I'd never seen this before? And silly me, I know it's been out there for quite some time. But it's a simple 1 minute commercial, again, but it gets people thinking. I showed this to a friend of mine yesterday at lunch, and I said, here's what we're talking about. And he said, yeah, it's absolutely right. We have to start now. If we want to think about our last 10 years, do we want to be in a nursing home or a wellness home? Do we want to be somebody like Phil Hansen, who's 75 years young and still competing physically and in triathlons? And maybe that's not our thing. But do we want to be at the other end of the spectrum and be rolling a wheelchair down the halls in a nursing home, or a rehabilitation home? And because we can change that. We can start now, whether we're in our 20s or whether we're in our 90s. We can determine our last 10 years, and it starts by making investment every single month in quality, organic, habit-forming consumables that our body needs that we're not able to get in our normal food supply anymore. It's just not there. This started in the 70s, and it hasn't crept up on us. It's just there. And here's a food for thought. Those of you who are keeping up with what's going on in the political system and the voting that we just did two weeks ago, Measure 92 in the state of Oregon, and I wouldn't know this much about it had I not lived here, but it's gaining national publicity. That measure was defeated by what they're reporting now, estimating 1,200 to 1,600 votes. So that forces a recount. And right now it's going into recount mode. What Measure 92 was and is the same thing that was tried to pass, they attempted to pass in the states of Colorado, California, and Hawaii in recent years. And it requires all food companies, all food companies that are producing food, that on the label to completely disclose what's in the genetically modified food or what is in that ingredient base, rather than covering it up by using some magic buzzword that they've created or words. They have to disclose that. And Pepsi, Coke, DuPont, Kraft Foods, and Monsanto in the state of Oregon spent over $20 million attempting to educate and misconstrue the information and lie to the American people, or lie at least to the Oregonians, that what this is a bad thing. It's going to increase the cost of food. I don't really give a rip, to be direct. I do not care if the cost of a 2 liter of Pepsi increases. I don't care. If you're going to willingly dump acid in your body every single day, I don't care if you're going to spend more. I don't. And if that's what they're propagating, then fine by them. They spent over $20 million and it narrowly was defeated. And other right-minded companies like Whole Foods and Natural Grocers, and the list goes on, they spent almost $7 million trying to educate Oregonians that this would be a really, really good choice. We could lead all of the states in getting companies to disclose and label what's in these genetically modified foods, because it's totally, completely destroying our culture, because we don't even know. We think something's somewhat healthy or healthy, and it's so overly processed, our bodies can't even assimilate it and get anything out of it. It's in recount mode right now. So those of you who are people of faith, I'd encourage you to pray for this, that this could go the other way. And by January of 2016, all of those companies would be forced, required by law, in the state of Oregon, to label what's in the processed food. And it could be a turning point, and then I'm convinced that other states would follow. And again, this is a little sidebar, that we can start making the shift to educating the public. Steve, can you give your website again so people can see how to get into that? You can go to Dennis and Ruth's website, YB Hurtin, YB, the letter Y, the letter B, HURTN.biz. And I know those videos are there, but it's allswell.org, correct, Steve?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. I'm reading text, sorry, and I'm not going. So it's allswell, A-L-L-S.
W-E-L-L .org.
All right, gang. So have a great rest of the weekend, a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk next Saturday about Team Kaizen, the new qualifications for silvers and above, and where that's going to go and what that means for all of us. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.